This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Police responded to two overnight shootings in Haynesville and Eden Lodge. Princess Margaret School closes for emergency talks on student behavior and the environment. Government accused of withholding critical information on the scabies outbreak. More criticism for government's proposed tint regulations. And U.S. President Donald Trump issues a travel ban targeting 12 countries. Good morning, I am Tony Shirokyo. The details to the news just ahead. At least six police units responded to a shooting in Haynesville, St. James around 9:30 last night. It came just an hour after another shooting in the Eden Lodge, St. Michael area. Starcom Network News understands that in the Eden Lodge incident, a masked assailant opened fire in the Sorrel Lane area, striking the victim multiple times. He was taken by ambulance and is currently being treated at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Several issues at Princess Margaret Secondary School have led to the closure of the St. Philip Institution today, prompting an urgent meeting with teachers and other staff members. These developments were sparked by a letter sent to the Ministry of Education and the Barbados Union of Teachers, highlighting concerns about student intimidation of teachers and various environmental problems at the school. In response, the school is closed for the day to facilitate a meeting with all relevant officials. Speaking to Starcom Network News, the school's board chairman, Jeremy Jones, addressed the environmental challenges.
The health and safety of our staff, our students, has always been our number one priority. We subsequently had meetings with the teaching staff and the ancillary staff. This was supported by members of the Ministry of Health and the Environmental Unit, where we went through exactly what was done, how we did it, and the steps that we will take going forward. They also made some recommendations to us, and all of these recommendations we put in place immediately.
Princess Margaret Secondary School Chairman Jeremy Jones. Rating agency Fitch has downgraded the African Export-Import Bank's credit rating to one notch above junk, assigning a negative outlook and citing high credit risk and weak risk management practices. The downgrade was issued yesterday as the African lender grapples with exposure risk linked to the ongoing debt restructurings in Ghana, Zambia, and Malawi. The bank has established a significant presence in Barbados, signaling strengthened economic and diplomatic ties between Africa and the Caribbean. Economist Carlos Fort spoke to Starcom Network News, outlining the implications of the downgrade.
What Fitch is basically saying is that Afreximbank Bank's exposure to non-performing loans is about three times higher than Afreximbank Bank has been reporting. Furthermore, a few of its borrowers, particularly some of the African states, are seeking to restructure their loans with Afreximbank Bank, which would result in a lower return on those loans, a longer payback period, a loss of some of the principal lent out, or a combination of those three things. The net result is that because of those factors, Fitch expects that Afreximbank Bank's credit worthiness, that is, its ability to repay its debts, to decrease going forward. In other words, it is expected that the bad loans on Afreximbank Bank's books will in turn reduce its own ability to repay its creditors over the short to medium term.
Economist Carlos Fort. The Democratic Labour Party spokesperson on health and wellness, Senator Andrew Rural, is claiming that the scabies outbreak at the geriatric hospital is much worse than reported by the chief medical officer. During a news conference called yesterday, Senator Worrell revealed various figures on the situation at the facility and called on government to address the issue with full transparency. Dr. Kenneth George on Tuesday updated the country and said 9 elderly patients were affected, while Mr. Worrell said there are 24 patients with scabies.
There are up to 24 confirmed cases distributed across 5 wards. The detailed breakdown is as follows. Ward 6B, 2 cases. Ward 8B, 15 cases, which will be all patients on that ward. Ward 9B, 3 cases. Ward 10B, 2 cases. And Ward 9A, 2 cases.
Senator Warro also charged that there was no hot water at the geriatric hospital while nurses were short of critical protective equipment.
A ward having only 6 bars of soap to last a week, and this is being used by 3 shifts of nurses. And when the soap runs out, they're not being replenished, and you have nurses having to bring in their own supplies to take care of the elderly patients. This is not good. And the fact that the hot water system within the laundry is not functioning, it means that you will never be able to properly treat the linen, the clothing, the towels, the sheets, all of those things that are being used by infected patients, and you run the risk of exposing the laundry staff to infections.
DLP spokesperson on health and wellness, Senator Andre Rural. The Barbados Road Safety Association has criticized government's new tint regulations. At least 2 members of parliament voiced their concerns during debate in the House of Assembly earlier this week, even calling for the regulations to be reconsidered. President of the association, Roland Lowe, is also questioning the move, noting that he does not see a link between tinted vehicles and crime reduction.
I can't really see the reasoning, the correlation, the cause and effect in relation to a reduction in crime, and I can't see the benefit of it in terms of passing an act like that. So I think that they need to come to the people and explain better, or go back to the drawing board and look for something and look at other measures in terms of tackling crime. Because again, as I've always said, and I've said before, the idea that these other intrusive measures are the way to go, I don't believe in it.
Mr. Lowe, a former policeman, argues that the tint in some cases may act as a deterrent to crime.
Based on my education in criminology and experience in the area of policing, I believe that criminals, they deal with opportunity and the ease of being able to carry out the activities. So when a vehicle is parked and you're able to, and a criminal is able to see inside the vehicle, just take that for instance, then that criminal knows that, you know what, if I break this car, I will get something. Whereas if the car is tainted and the criminal not able to see any vehicle clearly, then they don't know what's in the vehicle. So it's basically up for grabs, a luck and a chance, then endeavor.
President of the Barbados Road Safety Association, Roland Lowe. President of the Funeral Directors Association, Ian Griffith, issued a broad appeal this morning to Barbadians, urging them to show greater compassion and composure when attending funerals and mourning their loved ones. Speaking with Starcom Network about the various challenges currently facing the industry, Mr. Griffith highlighted the significant changes that have been taking place since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic.
There are many factors that can affect a person at the time of a loved one's death. And these are the things that we have to face as funeral directors and try to bridge all the gaps, try to at least have persons grieve in a manner of which it is helpful for them to get over the grief process or get through the grief process. So with that, and still trying to arrange the business of the day of a funeral, it is a difficult task.
Over the course of this year so far, many videos have circulated online with arguments and fights erupting in churches or at grave sites. Mr. Griffith said there were often many variables that led to such conduct, but urged families to remain united.
So we got to remember that we have lost someone who we have cared for and loved. We're going to miss them. And we got to sometimes try to put that person in the picture rather more than ourselves. And if we can do that, then we'll be able to express ourselves a little more calmer and a little more, I don't want to use the word reverence, but with a little more calm and compassion.
That's President of the Funeral Directors Association, Ian Griffith. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a ban on travel to the U.S. from 12 countries, including Afghanistan, Haiti, and Iran, in a bid to protect Americans from dangerous foreign actors. There are an additional 7 countries whose nationals face partial travel restrictions, including Cuba and Venezuela. There are some exemptions, including athletes traveling from major sporting events. The travel ban, which comes into effect on June 9th, fulfills a promise Trump made during his 2024 election campaign and is likely to draw swift legal challenges. Recapping the headlines, Police responded to two overnight shootings in Haynesville and Eden Lodge. Princess Margaret School closes for emergency talks on student behavior and the environment. Government accused of withholding critical information on scabies outbreak. More criticism for government's proposed taint regulations. And U.S. President Donald Trump issues a travel ban targeting 12 countries. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Tony Shirokyo. Good morning.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.